The Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
Good afternoon, Rolien Marks, with the Israel Report.
Good afternoon, guys. I'm actually live from a very, very noisy Jerusalem. So I hope you can hear me and we can hear each other. And we can get into our conversation.
We'll monitor the call and let's hope that it goes well. So, Rolien, the New York Times published an article claiming that Israel has accepted responsibility for the assassination, I should say, of an IRGC colonel. So what does the report actually say?
Well, this has only been published in the New York Times, and they claim that an Israeli official has confirmed with an American official that Israel is responsible for the assassination of IRGC Colonel Khudaya. Now, it is believed that Khudaya is behind or the mastermind of some of the attacks against Israelis around the world, or if he's planning attacks. If you remember, just a couple of months ago, there was a planned kidnapping and warning for Israeli businessmen traveling to places like Cyprus that they could run into danger. And earlier this week, he was assassinated when two men on motorbikes drove up to the car where he was sat and pumped five bullets into him. Now, this is something Israel will neither confirm nor deny. But, you know, there's several schools of thought that, you know, this could be Israeli psyops or psychological ops sending a message. But we haven't seen anything in the Israeli press other than what has been reported from the New York Times. So we still cannot confirm nor deny if Israel was in fact responsible.
Is Israel sending a message to the Iranians here?
Well, if this is the if Israel is behind this, it could be a message. It could be a message to say to the Iranians, no matter where you are, if you are planning on attacking Israel or hurting Israeli civilians in any way, our tentacles, our arms reach as long as yours do. Mm-hmm. If you are able to reach us around the world, like in Argentina, like in other places around the world, so can we. And we're putting your terror masterminds on notice. You know, just a couple of days ago, Prime Minister Bennett made public, or he noted that he had thanked President Biden for not removing the IRGC from their terror watch list. And we have seen over the past couple of months a notable exchange of words. Our army is drilling at the moment, preparing for any eventuality. So this could be a message to Iran to say, don't mess with us. We are ready and we will meet you wherever you are.
Sure. And the Turkish foreign minister has been in Israel this week. So a sign of the warming ties, I guess, between the two countries. What has actually been the purpose of his visit to Israel?
Well, this is hugely important. And as you said, it is a sign of warming ties. Just 2 months ago, we had our president visiting Turkey for the first time. This is the first time in well over a decade that an Israeli president has visited Ankara, the capital. Now, the purpose of the foreign minister's visit was to increase cooperation between the two countries, to focus on the warming ties. In fact, an op-ed in the Times of Israel said that this is very interesting. There seems to be more of an eagerness from the Turks and more of a caution from the Israelis. But we do know that meetings went well. They ran over schedule. The foreign minister visited Yad Vashem, hugely important. He said that he pledges to fight anti-Semitism, Islamophobia. And we know that significant agreements have been signed between him and his counterpart, Foreign Minister Yair Lapid.
So apart from this, I mean, what's been the most important announcement or announcements that have come out of his visit so far?
Well, there's several. The first is that there will be an exchange of ambassadors again. If you cast your memory back to around 2010, a mutual recalling of ambassadors over the Mavi Marmara event. El Al hasn't flown directly to Turkey and Turkey hasn't met us on our security requirements. So there are agreements, or there is movement put in place to have direct flights from Israel or Israeli air carriers to various destinations in in Turkey. In fact, Lapid referenced this. He said, you know, Israelis love to visit Turkey. There are thousands of Israelis daily flying Turkish, flying other airways. And also significant cooperation economically through travel, through security and various other areas. One area where Israel will expect Turkey to act is against Hamas, who do have a presence in Istanbul. And from Israel's perspective, we want Hamas rooted out of Turkey.
Well, okay. And the American rap star, I'm not sure if it's pronounced Tiger or Tiger. I'm not 100% sure. He's the latest artist to announce that he will perform in Israel this coming summer. So it looks like Israel's getting ready for obviously quite a summer and planning it. When will he be performing? How do you pronounce his name? And who else will be rocking the summer? Who else is planned?
Well, I think it's Tiger. So
any
Kardashian / Jenner fans out there, because I think he was connected to one of them, feel free to to correct me if I'm wrong. But he's the latest artist to announce that he will be in Israel performing on the 12th of July in Be'er Sheva. Very unusual. We normally hear of concerts or performances in Tel Aviv or Jerusalem, but he will be in Be'er Sheva. He follows Maroon 5, who rocked it. They opened, they started the summer with two jam-packed concerts. They said they loved it so much, they're going to come back 1,000 times. Very bad news for BTS. We have Deep Purple in just a couple of days' time, kicking off their world tour. And then we have 50 Cent, or Shekel and a Half, as he's known here in Israel. He'll be bringing the party. At the beginning of July, he's playing two sold-out dates. And we're going to get ready to rock and ready to rap and ready to do all those things that we do in the summertime here. So our weather is getting hotter. All we need, Gary, is for you guys to come and join us for the summer party that is Israel.
Well, let me tell you, Rolene, Deep Purple. I am such an avid fan of theirs and a hard rock. I mean, I am so jealous. And I mean, that is my era through and through. And I see Kathy smiling here. So,
Can I tell you a secret? I'm a rock chick myself.
Oh, really? But it's encouraging to
hear. If you're in the rockers,
yeah,
I'm there like a bear.
Oh, really? But it's encouraging to hear about, you know, obviously getting back to norm and concerts and things. And I think it's so reassuring to hear this. And I think the fact that you're taking the lead in it, it's wonderful. I love hearing about shows and activities and things because we need to get back to where we were.
That's for sure. Absolutely.
You know, sorry, Kathy. Yeah, so no, it looked like Kathy was bopping up and down to a song there. So,
only the song in my head,
only
Gary.
Only the song in your head.
Yeah.
But Ronin Marks, thank you.
We wish you a Shabbat Shalom, and we'll catch you tomorrow morning with Howard Feldman. Now, you're still standing in for Anthony Reich tomorrow, correct?
It's Shabbat Shalom, up bright and breezy.
Awesome.
Tail all of butter tomorrow
just,
morning.
Just a very quick question. Ronin, how do you store your avocados?
How do I store my avocados?
Yes.
It's a trick question.
No, it's not a trick question. It's just a straight question. It's not where do you keep your armies. We know.
Rolene. It's my TVs.
Okay. Well, you know what? Never keep them in water. Apparently, there's been this viral TikTok video that avocados, you know, how to keep them fresher for longer. You put them in water in the fridge. And the Food and Drug Administration has said, no way. You could actually die from that.
Oh,
because
really?
It will spread salmonella. Oh, really? How about that? So whatever you do, don't. You just keep your armies where they are, Rolene Marks, in the land of Israel. And don't keep your avos in water in the fridge, please. And safe travels. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom. And that was Rolene Marks, our Israeli correspondent. Obviously with the Israel report.